In this week's presentation, Dr. Bowler will continue the 8-stage process of change by describing step 4, communicating the change vision. Within the presentation, Dr. Bowler will describe the step, how it is implemented, and why it is important. Dr. Bowler, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me. Communication of the change vision and getting people to buy in on it is probably the biggest point of failure in organizations, because we not only fail to create a vision that is communicable, but we don't take that out to the people in the right form and at the right level of intensity. First, you have to have that simple picture that we talked about in prior areas, and that picture has to be communicated in a short message. This vision isn't a manual that's 300 pages long. This is a 5-minute spiel that people can understand and walk away with. It also has to be a multimedia presentation. You have to hit people from lots of angles so that they get it. And different people receive messages better from different media sources. So whether it's via email or posters or web pages or phone calls or town hall meetings. On that same note, there has to be, part of that communication has to be two-way. You have to give people a voice and let them voice their concerns and ask questions and give credence to their suggestions and their concerns and make them feel valued and feel like they do have a voice and that they have a sense of justice about this change process and how they're being communicated with. The next step is hitting them with repetition. We often say that, you know, we think we're communicating, but as Cotter would suggest, you need to multiply that level of communication by probably 10, but more like 100 times per week. So people need to see this message over and over and over again. And finally, a big part of the communication is what you communicate through your actions. People pay attention more to leadership's actions than they do their words. So if your actions as a change leader are consistent with change, people are going to buy in and they'll follow that lead. But if you're inconsistent, you have to address those inconsistencies with the people and then correct for them.
Thank you for sharing your experiences and research on this important subject. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thank you.